The Blue Mountains, Ont. Reese Howden and Kevin Drury returned to the podium Saturday on a four-medal day for Canada at a Ski Cross World Cup at Craigleith Ski Club. Howden, from Coltis Lake, BC, finished second behind Germany's Florian Wilmsmann after taking gold a day earlier. Drury, from Toronto, took his second straight bronze. In the women's final, Switzerland's Fanny Smith won gold ahead of Courtney Hoffes of Invermeer and Abby McEwen of Edmonton. "Today was really great. Everybody did so well," said Howden, who moved within 12 points of top spot in the season standings. "Seeing these two women on the podium was awesome, and shout out to Gavin Rowell, who skied really fast and battled all day coming back strong from a difficult result in yesterday's race." Drury's 18th career podium finish moved him into 6th place in the Crystal Globe standings. "I'm not sure what happened today," said a laughing Drury. "It was like Reese and I switched places. Somehow out of nowhere my starts were fast and there was Reese making all the passes. When I heard that the women were second and third, I was fired up for our finals, and what do you know, Reese and I also went second and third." It was McEwen's first career podium appearance in 57 World Cup starts. "I'm feeling a lot of gratitude right now," she said. "It's been a journey, and I am so stoked to be on the podium. The conditions weren't prime today and I just accepted it and made the best of things." Rowell, of Prince George, finished a career best 6th. The 25-year-old advanced with Howden through the 8th final and quarterfinal rounds, but came up against Howden and Drury in the semifinals and finished 4th. Rowell finished 2nd in the small final to place 6th overall in a field of 32 competitors. He was 20th in Friday's race after qualifying 16th. Rowell was coming off a 12th-place finish March 1st in Gadori, Georgia, his highest World Cup placing until Craigleith. The Ski Cross World Championships are scheduled for March 22-23 in Engadin, Switzerland. With files from Alpine Canada and The Citizen.